when a human being, when a person is presented with a situation, with a scenario, that dhulam, oppression is committed against him, or he is made, given distress. And when this circumstance happens to a person, then his emotions, he feels very sad and he doesn't see a way out. Then how can I solve this problem? Where shall I go? How can I sort out my problems? How can I sort out my issues? So these circumstances are such that a person then loses total and all hope, all whatever hope there is. Then he leaves, you can say the passion behind his ibadat, his worship, and it makes him feel very down that he loses all hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reality, this is our own, you could say, misunderstanding and a lack of wisdom, that we do not understand the deen, we do not do amal on the deen. That this is life, and in life everybody goes through different phases and circumstances, and the whole life that we live is a part of our life. Happiness comes, sadness comes, difficulties come, tests come, challenges come, distress comes, and we do dhulam on our own selves, we pester others, we give problems to others, and even in our homes, from our homes to outside, A to Z, we have problems. Sometimes a person gets so fed up, he doesn't understand the way out from his issues, from his problems. And then a person, then it creates within him a passion. He gets aroused and passion, and a passion for revenge. And this is the worst thing. He thinks that there's nobody stronger than me, I can't see any way out, how can I grab hold of this person, what shall I do, how shall I surround him, what shall I do? So that person, he gets into a conundrum, into a vicious cycle. Then shaitan gives advice to that person that just take revenge on that person. Take revenge. And then he gets that desire to seek revenge. And then he doesn't see, is this my own, my family, or somebody who I know? Because he's into that mode now, I want to take revenge. And he's in a position, he can't take revenge, he's not capable physically. So this is a feeling upon a person, and I say that this is a very big part of our society today, these feelings and emotions. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave a beautiful solution for this. And he stated that how? He stated to his most beloved companion, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. This is a hadith in Mishkat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will give you nasiha, guidance, subhanallah, glory be to Allah. I will give you a nasiha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, that he said that, look, the meaning of the hadith is this, that whenever an issue arises or presents itself to a person, that somebody is doing dhulam on him, oppressing him, causing him to have problems and sadness, then prepare one thing. And what is that? One thing is just to ignore and let it be, subhanallah. Do you understand? That you could say, you know, sweep it under the carpet, or neglect it, ignore it, and just totally let it go. Let it pass, let it be, subhanallah. That when you are upset, oh, I'm going to do this to that person, I'll do this, that you won't find the way. You won't find the way. Shaitan will put you to the wrong path, he'll give you wrong advice, wrong methods, and he'll get you stuck and up and down. And despite this, that you are madhloom, yes, there's no doubt you are the madhloom, you are oppressed and there are problems, but despite that, what is there? That he will continue to make you do sin and for you to do wrong. He will say, take revenge out, or go and do to that person, to say this to that person, and swearing and abusing. Our holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best cure, I will tell you, is that just ignore and let it be. Neglect what's happened, ignore what's happened, and let it be. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that when you have done this and you've accepted and embraced my nasiha, this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when you accept my sunnah, and your heart may not accept this, remember this, because Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, to do amal on his sunnah is a great action with the fadl of Allah. And the sunnah isn't just this, that externally there's a few sunnahs. No, these are all sunnahs in our lives. Emotionally, physically, from birth until death. The human being, there's no moment in his life for which the sunnah is not the guidance, or which for which we are not dependent on the sunnah. So the reason is this, that to take revenge on someone, to fight and quarrel, dispute, this is our own decision. But if the person was to understand, then let's see, what did Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about this situation? And fitna in the homes will disappear, our own lives will come into order, straightforward, so much peace by implementing the sunnah of Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he has no issues after that, no fear, because the result Nabi sallallahu alaihi is given to us, that you are madloom, you've been oppressed, you think I'll do this and that. But when you listen to my advice, you listen to my nasiha, and you'll ignore what happened to you, and you'll adopt silence, even if there are issues at home, in your office, at business place, or you're an employee, there are problems wherever there are issues, because issues come everywhere, isn't it? That the person who's sort of less strong, people pester him and they give him problems and he's jealous or he gets upset. But what can he do? But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that ignore and then see what happens. What will happen is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That if you want to take revenge on that person, leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, leave it to me. And then when Allah ta'ala takes the steps, then it's on a bigger level, big level, subhanallah. Is there anyone greater than Allah who can go back to that person? Because Allah's Nabi says, and said, whoever's pestering you, if you ignore it, let it be, let it go. If not today, tomorrow, someday you will see his hashab, the consequences of that person. Allah will deal with that person. It's a big sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is a great sunnah. And this sunnah spreads goodness throughout the whole life. And this is how Islam attained uruj and the heights and the peaks. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice the beloved sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we have issues like this, that comes, somebody's pestering us, giving us problems, giving us a lot of distress, don't be distressed. Just have this aqidah that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's azeem sunnah, this is, leave it, let it go, ignore that person, let it be. Don't plan and plot how I'm going to do this and that. Just hand that person over to Allah, considering this, that whatever he's doing to me, then Allah Ta'ala will take revenge himself. Allah Ta'ala will repay him himself. Allah says, don't worry, I'll deal with that person. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice on the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen.
شفيع الظالمين دعوة يزين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي المجيب الواجه مات المؤمنين وزرياته من بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا غزيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وغزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب العشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مزرب القلوب سر قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إثما كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الغافلين يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا Ya Qadi al Hajat Ikta Hajatina Ya Dabi al Baliyat Itfa Baliyatina Ya Dabi al Baliyat Itfa Baliyatina Ya Dabi al Baliyat Itfa Baliyatina Ek sahab ka kal mukadma hai faisla hona bahut sakht pareshan hai unke walidain bhi pareshan hai دل سے نکلے دعا فرمائے اللہ پاک ان کے حق میں فیصلہ فرما دے ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرمائے یا شافی المراد عشق مرادنا یا شافی المراد عشق مرادنا یا شافی المراد عشق مرادنا اللهم عافنا فی بدنی اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.